What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right across from me today is the first time they've done this. They've dared to put two guys with the same name on the show. At least another guy named Nick on the show. It's Nick Padone. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Nick Wilson? This is kind of cool. This is a cool crossover for sure.
Just kind of cool? Not like really cool?
I'd say really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you said kind of cool. It feels like that's where you're at here.
It's kind of cool. What would you say? Would you say it's kind of cool?
Oh, you're throwing a Mac 30 seconds into the show? Mac's going to back me up. Mac's my boy.
It's kind of cool.
Maybe not.
Kind of cool.
Right. Well, you're both dead to me. Nanaman, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for the show today. Lot to get to. It's my second time doing quick hits. I came in here, I think, the day of Myles Garrett's press conference with JP. And we did quick hits, so it's my second time doing quick hits.
And here, it's really like your first, because it's your first time doing quick hits with me.
Right.
Because JP and I do it the exact same way, except completely different. And you'll know what we mean coming up at 2:40 today. But I will say, outside of the Quinshon Judkin stuff, which is disgusting to read about and really disappointing. And the one thing I didn't talk enough about yesterday was just how disappointing it is for Quinshon to be in this. Like, we talked about the Browns' role. But I think sometimes we forget, like, hey, that's also super disappointing of a player that we got to watch and really liked at Ohio State. Outside of that situation, I do feel the excitement of the Browns coming back here. I don't necessarily have the highest hopes for their season, but to watch this play out, and with a full understanding, I could be wildly wrong that they're a 3-win team and that that's the best case scenario here. I'm truly interested in how things have developed this summer, and I think that bears fruit early in camp.
Yeah, isn't it weird that this is like the most excited that I've been for a training camp in a really long time, but my expectations like almost kind of couldn't be lower. Like I know I'm getting ready to go through a gauntlet of just crap come NFL season as it pertains to the Browns, because there is going to be headlines galore. There's going to be quarterback changes. At least that's what I'm anticipating this season to be. But at the same time, I'm like oddly excited to get to it.
I don't think it's oddly at all. I think we're all, and I, because I'm so glad you actually brought this up before we hop into the bigger situation we're going to get into, because the number one thing, and it, you know, like, guys, we come across other Browns fans all the time. I'm at Sheetz in Wadsworth, which just opened up, and somehow it turns into a conversation. I went for a walk today at a park I go to every day, and I got flagged down, and like, it's one of my favorite parts of the job.
Yeah.
And to a person, even people who still supported Deshaun last season after the injury, right? I think there is a breath of relief here and a fresh air. Nothing against Deshaun personally, but just that we just don't have to have those conversations, and we don't have the weight of that. It's decided. It's the worst trade in NFL history, and it screwed the entire thing up of where you were 3 years ago when you traded for him, and there's a myriad of reasons why that happened, but at least we don't really have to dwell on it going into the preseason.
It really feels like it's one of those situations where anything is going to be better than what last year was. And there were moments of last season that were fun. Jameis Winston in the snow game when he beat the Steelers was a lot of fun. He almost beat the Broncos that next week. So like there were moments, but it does feel like coming into this season, it's almost addition by subtraction. It really is. The fact that anybody, and we don't know who the week one starter is even going to be. We're going to talk about that on the show today. But anybody not named Deshaun Watson being the starter week one just feels like a big net positive for the Browns and for Browns fans everywhere.
And so as we start to have this conversation, obviously, you know, there's been talk in the station about how long do you keep the four quarterbacks in the competition, which we'll at some point get to. But Ashley Bastock, and Ashley's actually going to join us next Wednesday at 3:20, and we're actually going to have her going through football season as a recurring guest each week. She was on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast, and it's interesting. She anointed a clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job.
This fan base still has Flacco fever. Again, I think so many people were, fan-wise, were not happy that the Browns did not try to bring Joe Flacco back in 2024. Like, people fell in love with Joe Flacco. I think if you ask these fans right now who they want starting week one, it would be a resounding win for Joe Flacco. I really do. I think this fan base, a lot of them are excited about Shedeur Sanders, but I think there's this nuance of it's not the worst thing in the world to let him work his way up. This fan base has seen rookie quarterbacks thrown into the fire too early. Like, they've experienced that. I think most of them still want to stick with Flacco on this if given the choice.
Now, I do think it's fair to say that there's a lot, and I mean a lot, of leftover support from Joe from 2 years ago. And a fair amount of it is, where could we have been last year if you had just kept Joe instead of tweaking everything towards Jameis Winston? But I think it's interesting that Ashley calls him the clear-cut fan favorite.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's true, because I do think there's a segment of Browns fans out there that understand that Joe Flacco is going to turn 41 years old this year. You know, so you know that Joe Flacco isn't the franchise quarterback. He is the quarterback that could probably win you the most amount of games this year. But I do think there are some fans out there that are curious and excited about the potential of seeing both Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, potentially even Kenny Pickett in this season, just to find any semblance of what the franchise quarterback might look like for this team and for this organization. So I do think it's probably a vast majority of fans want to see Flacco start week one, but I don't know that he's like the clear-cut fan favorite this season.
I think there's really only two guys in this conversation. I think it's Joe and I think it's Shedeur. I'm sure that I can find somebody, if I really try, that'll say, I'm a Dillon Gabriel guy, right? I'm sure.
It might be Kevin Stefanski. It might be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns that would tell you that.
The problem is that you're probably right, and he might be the only guy saying that.
That scares me a little bit.
Same thing with Kenny Pickett. Like, I don't know if you've heard. I just don't buy into it. And it starts with talent, and then it goes to the intangibles. I'm sure he's a nice young man. I just don't think he's starter caliber in the NFL. I'm sure I could find somebody who wants to see Kenny Pickett this year. But the only two names in those conversations we talked about, the only two names that really elicit hope, with a lot of younger fans, I do hear a significant smattering of Shedeur Sanders. And then for everybody, and honestly, for a lot of people out by where I live in Medina County, it's, man, Flacco's got to start week one.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is, like, I think it's unfair. I think sometimes the media doesn't give Browns fans enough credit. It's not just about 2023, although that is something we hear a lot. No, it's the fact you've seen that arm. That arm has not died. That arm was very much well intact last year in Indy, even though, and by the way, the stats looked almost identical to what they looked like in Cleveland the year before, except for the win-loss column. And oh, by the way, they were trying to hand over the job multiple times to Anthony Richardson. So not only do I think Joe is the clear-cut fan favorite, if we just talk about across the board, I would put at least 60%. If we're just talking about week one, because week one's different than if you get in the season and, you know, things don't go your way and then where do you turn? Because I think there are people who are going to have their cake and eat it too. If you want to see Joe early and one of the rookies late, I think that's probably how this season's going, and you might see both the rookies. But I do think Joe's the clear-cut fan favorite by a wide margin, because it goes back to the Deshaun conversation you and I had. Joe is an adult in the room. And not just as the person, not just as a guy who's going to say what he thinks and be a real leader in front of a microphone, instead of a lot of the lip service that we've gotten from the Browns. I'm not trying to pick a fight here, but there's a lot of PR-ism that comes out of there, including from like Miles himself. Joe does tell it the way he sees it, and I think that a lot of Browns fans really appreciate that. Here's the other thing. You can't imagine an explosive offense with Kenny Pickett because he doesn't have the physical tools to do it. Same thing with Dylan Gabriel. I can imagine that with Shador because I think he's more physically talented, but I don't have to imagine it with Joe because I have seen it.
Well, that's where I'm at too. So you and I see this the same way. I really think this should be as simple as it's Joe Flacco starts the season with the understanding that at some point he's going to hand the keys to the car off to Shador Sanders. I really don't understand where Kenny Pickett fits. I never really understood that trade.
In tiny spaces with his hands.
Yeah, I also think that Dylan Gabriel also fits in tiny spaces, and that's about the only place where he fits.
His whole body.
He's a 10-year backup.
It's like a micro machine.
Like they drafted a backup quarterback there, so do we really need to see him start games this season? But I think Shador has a lot of fans and a lot of people that want to see him start week one because he's the golden ticket here. He's the bridge to become the Browns version of Brock Purdy that could be this rookie contract on a cheap, you know, fifth-round rookie contract that could be the guy that you could really shake the stink of this Deshaun Watson thing off.
What's wild is I hope the Browns look at that the same way. I don't think they do of right now. Now, of course, camp can change things. I just think if you start with anybody, listen, I would start one of the rookies because I just want to rip that Band-Aid off and get going. And things like it's not fair, I don't care. It's the NFL. You've got a season to get through. But here's the thing that I do understand. Starting Joe at least gives you a chance. And what I mean by that is you still might go 1-5, but it's going to be competitive enough to keep those guys in that locker room to give them a chance to have their say. Because the everything else around the quarterback matters more than it has when you don't have a salient option at quarterback. So this isn't just fan service. Do I think that's part of the reason they brought Joe back? Yes, I do think they understood it would go a long way with the fans and that you needed to mend the relationship there. I also think it goes a long way with the locker room. And Joe starting week one is the only way you can go into the season feeling like this isn't just going to be that you have a chance to succeed early. You might in the long run with Shador or Dylan Gabriel, you might succeed over time in that season, but it's going to be a rough go early because they're rookies, whereas Joe just presents the most likely option, the salient, I'll say that again, option to compete early. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, what's your Twitter handle, everyone?
At Nick Padone 12.
All right. I don't know where the 12 came from, but I like it. Social media reaction on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Want to hear from you guys on this. Is Joe Flacco the clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job? Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Lance Reisland, John Fanta coming up at 4. Cleveland Zone College Basketball on Fox. We'll talk about some of the All-Star Game shenanigans with the Guardians. But is Joe Flacco the clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job? And when it comes to where the Browns are, speed is not where you want to go from here. Take it down. Be patient. We'll tell you why in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't know I've seen anyone talk about this as like an A topic or a B topic. It seems very much like, we haven't talked about the Browns in 3 months. Let's go ahead and talk about the whatever the hell this quarterback battle is.
And even if you're just a random NFL fan in a city that's not Cleveland, like I think maybe like interesting's the wrong word. I think you're aware of the situation. It's like, oh, look at the Browns over in the corner. They have four quarterbacks, and none of them are really that good, but they're going to start one of them, and the other three might also play at some point in the season.
I don't think the casual NFL fan anywhere. I guarantee you, if I like called up my boys, Mac and Bone, who do mornings on WFNZ in Charlotte, I guarantee you, neither of them, I'll be like, so what do you think about the quarterback situation? And they're like,
they wouldn't use the word interesting.
I think they would be like, what's going on with it again? Can you refresh? You mean Shador? They give me one of the names. I guarantee you, they're good football men. Some call them the LeBron James of Charlotte sports talk. But they're good football men, so they would give me. But I don't know that I really don't know what adjective you would use to describe this unless you were in Cleveland. It should be interesting to us because they're all four quarterbacks equal.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fully disadvantaged. Joe is old. Kenny Pickett, tiny baby hands, not good at all. Unplayable, actually. At least he was in Pittsburgh. Dylan Gabriel is diminutive, but he was their favorite quarterback. That's why he went late in the third round. And then Shador is a social media superstar. Like, all of the, and oh, by the way, I actually think is the second most talented quarterback in that quarterback room. So it is interesting to me as a Browns fan. And I am, like, there is a designed way that I'd like to see it happen. And then there's a couple other ways that I can conceive it happening, but probably wouldn't design it up that way. But I think, that, like, when Adam says one of the most interesting quarterback situations, it's like, no. No one's thinking about the Browns job. Nobody's thinking about the Saints job either.
You gave the word right there. I don't even know if you're aware that you did it. The word isn't interesting. It's curious. It's because it's a curious situation. Because
isn't that just the nicest way of saying, like, this is kind of a dumb idea? Am I being too nice by saying curious when really I'm like, nobody actually thinks this is a salient idea. We all understand what this quarterback room means.
Well, I think it's curious because I think, like, you understand that Joe Flacco is probably the favorite, you know, to be the week one starter, but the rest of the guys all exist. And I think that's what makes this fun. Ooh, No.
Now we're on to it. Now we're on to where we are with this. This quarterback room exists. That's actually, all right, I'm going to give you some credit here. That's analysis. As good of a way that you can describe this. And again, that shouldn't stop you from being excited. We like Joe Flacco. He's earned that respect. He's earned that love here. And I think he does make the offense more interesting because that arm is still that arm. I think Shador has a chance to make it interesting. But if you just look, if I just said the name, if this was any other quarterback room, if this was in Pittsburgh, we would be laughing all over ourselves at Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and these two rookies, right?
Would it be fair to say that this is, of all the quarterback rooms of all time, this is certainly one of them?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. It's not, listen, I can find you worse Browns quarterback rooms. I don't want to do it. I'm having a good week. I'm in a good mood. I don't need to redo some of the things that we did back in the mid-teens, as it were, the early Haslam years. I can find you a worse one. And I can damn sure find you a couple better ones, too, right off the rip. But it does exist. This is the reality. And so now it is, what can you make of this reality? Is it a 3-win quarterback room? Is it a 7-win? Or, and there are some fans holding out hope this team could be a playoff team. It's not where I am. I shouldn't say that. You should always have hope. So I do think there's a part of me that's like, I hope I'm wrong. I think it's a 3-quarterback room. And I think, at least with Joe, though, at least with Joe, I can say, hey, That's an adult in the room. What they always talked about moving on from Baker to Deshaun, which is still crazy that they said those things. But an adult in the room, and then let's just kind of see how it goes. The whole season, though, this quarterback room exists. That you can win without a quarterback. The Browns have done that in short order, certainly in 2023 of all things. But now it becomes, all right, you have to have the perfect context around. And that's another layer to me that this actually does become interesting from our perspective as fans.
And then the most interesting thing to me as, you know, a fan and as somebody that's going to cover this team this year, the Browns have 2 first-round picks next year. And I think we're all kind of operating under the belief that those are going to be 2 high first-round picks. So what's fascinating to me about this entire thing is that can any quarterback that the Browns currently employ stop them from drafting a quarterback next year? To me, that's like the plaque for this season. That should be the mantra and the mission for Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, and Jimmy Haslam this season. Can Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, our guest Joe Flacco, prevent us from drafting a quarterback in the first round?
So I don't think it should be Kevin's focus, Andrew's focus, or Jimmy's focus. Oh, it might maybe has to be Kevin's focus. I think it's got to be Shador, Dylan, Kenny, or Joe's. Of like, if you're Joe, you have to win enough games that they're out of position to get that quarterback, and then you get a second year as a starter. If you're any of the other 3 guys, yes, you got to steal this thing. And the reality is, it has to be clear cut.
Yep.
If there's a question mark at the end of the season, well, Shador looked really good in 7 games. That's cool. Still draft the quarterback. Because you need to get to a point where if 3 years from now we said, man, they had too many good quarterbacks, yeah, we'll take that. That is a problem right now. Like, and I hearken back to the Chargers had Drew Brees, and Drew statistically was not very good those first couple of years as starter. He existed, right? Like this quarterback room, he existed. They took Phillip Rivers, and the reality is everything that happened the year that Phillip was a rookie and sat on the bench, no one saw that coming for Drew Brees. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if you saw it from a mile away. You didn't have enough proof. You didn't have enough of the actual substantial things. And by the way, it still worked out for the Chargers, and it worked out for Drew going forward. That's where you are.
Yeah, so when should... So you and I... This is interesting, because you and I are both of... Dylan Gabriel, for me, is just kind of a non-starter in terms of conversation, just because I don't see... if Dylan Gabriel was the guy that walked out of this thing and 10 years from now we're looking back on today, I'd be stunned.
I'm ready for it, though. Yeah, I am. Listen, Kevin is a quarterback guy. This is him and Kenny Pickett are him rubber stamping... These are my guys.
Yeah, but isn't the last 2 guys that he rubber stamped were Deshaun Watson and Dorian Thompson-Robinson? So that gives me a little bit of
the
pause.
DTR thing, I'm not entirely clear on. The Deshaun thing, though, I'm glad you said it because not enough people say it. But that's a whole nother. I don't even want to talk about it. Because it's going to upset me that you traded all the... You took 3 years of our time, and then you're like, the last minute, you're like, should we build an offense around him? Like, where was that 3 years ago? I digress. I'm not still mad about it. See, we started the show talking about how happy I was not talking about Deshaun, then you got me into talking about Deshaun. Now, for the second time in 3 seconds, I do digress here. Here's one way that I do think this is an interesting thing here in town, beyond everything else we said. Albert Breer, in his Monday Morning Quarterback write-up, said it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the team to drag things out, and I vehemently disagree with our guy Albert, because I'm like, no. Joe is such a ready-made, you know, just pull out of the package, put in the oven and bake. Like, the whole point on having Joe here is you can give Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel as much time to distinguish themselves. And then if none of them do, then you got Joe to pop right there. You're not hurting the rest of the team. You're not hurting Joe Flacco if he doesn't get enough reps on this, because he is a professional, and this is a guy who walked in off his couch and was the best quarterback the Browns had up until the 2020 season with Baker Mayfield.
Could it the other side of that argument, though, and I hear you, because you've got guys like Joel Bitonio that if you roll out Kenny Pickett week one, I think Joel is probably looking at his own situation being like, why did I come back? Why didn't I just retire? But you've got guys like Myles Garrett on the record that said any team that's going to go far needs a young blue chip quarterback, and Joe Flacco is not that. I think Joe Flacco could buy us a year, but I think we're kind of sick of buying years here in Cleveland. I think we're ready to find something that works, which is why I kind of hope that they go to Shador sooner than later.
So I maybe this is the way to put it. I want them to give Shador, Dylan, and even Kenny Pickett with his tiny baby hands, a quarterback that I do not believe in. I want them to give those guys as many opportunities in camp and in the preseason, and that includes first-team reps, to steal the job. Because I'm confident Joe can hit the ground running week one, even if he doesn't have those reps. And two, I think it's more important to really give those guys every chance because it is in your best interest long-term. Not week one, but long-term. At some point, even if they're not ready for week one, at some point to be able to quickly pivot if those first six games go to 1-5 or 0-6. 216-474-0092. How quickly do the Browns need to name their starting quarterback? Albert Breer says you got to rip that Band-Aid off quickly. We'll bring this back a little later in the show because I think we just kind of got started there. But Guardians regret on national display in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Nick. Former Guardians prospect, Junior Caminero came in second in the Home Run Derby last night to Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh. Side note, hilarious nickname. Carl Ravitch made sure to bring up Caminero being a former Guardian on the ESPN broadcast.
The Guardians still rue the day that they dealt him, as Chris Antonetti said. It's a bad trade. The guy they got didn't end up achieving what they thought. They're desperate for offense. Junior Caminero would look pretty good somewhere in a Guardian uniform right now.
Got four base balls.
Sorry, Guardians fans.
I saw this one live and it kind of pissed me off.
Yeah. They kind of kept going back to it, too. Like, when they were showing him after the introductions and when he was warming up the bat, like, they kept talking about the trade. Like, come on, that happened when he was a minor league prospect. It's not like it just happened yesterday.
Well, here's the other thing. A lot of what happened there is Junior, his early career was interrupted by the COVID season. And although it doesn't make it any better, Junior was at no point one of their top 30 prospects. He was just a guy they signed to a minor league deal. The Rays happened to like him. And by the way, awful deal. Tobias Meyer was gone within a year. We watched Junior Caminero kind of slowly rise here. But I have no problem with Guardians fans being like in revisionist, like, hey, this happened. And hey, how different would our offense look if you had Diaz here catching and Caminero at some place in the infield? The same point. They were rookie ball players. Those guys get traded all the time, and they never become anything. Like, I don't know that the Guardians really deserve to get excoriated for that, other than the fact they turned out to be great, and they turned out to be the two missing pieces that your lineup would be so much better than. But nationally, shut up. We get to complain about that. I don't want to hear Carl Ravitch talk about it, okay?
Omaha!
I like it. Bronny James had a summer league explosion last night, Nick, in Las Vegas, 17-5.
It does usually happen in Vegas.
But this post-game audio from NBA TV is really what has people talking. I want you to close your eyes and listen to Bronny James after the game.
You know, I'm just trying to play my game, be as aggressive as I can, but being smart in the process and getting my teammates involved. So it's working out so far, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Coming into year two, what does this Lakers coaching staff really stress to you to challenge you here in your next year?
I've been talking about being a pest on the defense end, so that's probably my main focus right now, but also just being myself and being aggressive on the offense end. So they just want me to come out and be myself.
Again, that's Bronny James, audio courtesy of NBA TV. But tell me that that doesn't sound like LeBron James when Bronny's talking there.
Yeah, he's his son.
But exactly the same.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. I sound exactly my dad.
I don't think I sound exactly like my dad.
So my dad, Jim, was my stepdad, technically, even though he was my dad. I sound exactly like him. I talk exactly like him. Our voices sound incredibly similar for the fact that we're not biologically linked to each other.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah, I will tell you, big news. Kid sounds like his dad.
I just thought that even the way that he answered the questions were the same.
No, that actually is a good point. And I will, so it does pass the exercise that he does sound so much like him that you can't not hear LeBron. I actually feel bad for that kid even more. You already have to be LeBron James Jr., Bronny James. And then on top of it, you got to sound like the dude too. So it's not enough to like look like your dad. It's not enough to play the same sport that your dad happens to be one of the two or three greatest players of all time at. Oh, by the way, you sound like him, which is something people will say.
Answer the question the same exact, like that first answer that Bronny gave there is like a default LeBron canned answer.
Can you imagine how many press conferences Bronny's had to listen to that he had no interest in? Like my dad would drag me to like radio remotes when I was a kid. Or like Clay's Park would have a big concert when I was growing up. I still think they do it. But I just remember like, hey, these are the guys from Molly Hatchet. Yeah, Dad, I get it. You want to meet George Thorogood? No, I'm 12. I don't want to meet George Thorogood. Now? I'd love to meet George. Kind of hit on my mom once. It's a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom's a spark plug. It almost was real tough for my dad because my mom almost punched George Thorogood. Yeah. Grab your booty. You don't grab Liz Wilson's booty. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Good place to save. The Browns will reveal their new alternate helmet tomorrow, according to our very own Daryl Ryder. Well, with Daryl also saying it's likely to be a brown helmet, what hopes, wishes, and dreams do you have for the new helmet?
I don't really have any. Is that bad to say? I don't care about this in the slightest. They're going to announce the brown helmet tomorrow. It's going to look exactly like all the renderings that have been out about this brown helmet for the last year and a half. I don't care about the brown helmet even a little bit. I feel like it's one of these things where they did the Color Rush uniform, and everybody loved the Color Rush uniform because they won football games in the Color Rush uniform. So I guess I'll care about the brown helmet a whole lot more if they win games on Sundays while wearing.
You realize realize you just put yourself on notice, right? I will be looking tomorrow to see your tweet reacting to the new brown helmet.
Oh.
And I have a pretty good memory for this.
You think they could do the thing where they get me to and they put like Shador in the brown helmet with a black visor? Yes. I'm going to be like, actually, that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, exactly. Because, by the way, you are right to err on the side of skepticism. In the end, one of the reasons why it kind of stinks that they haven't done an actual quality jersey overhaul is the fact that it is so, the classic unis are just so now tied to losing that I'd rather watch them play football in brown paper bags so I don't have to remember the actual unis. At the same point, I'm going to tell you right now, unless it stinks, but there's really, that's the thing. There's only two reactions here. There's no Switzerland. There's either that is fire and I can't wait to see it, like the white helmets were, because I did have that reaction. They were also coming off a losing season then. Or two, that is awful. What are we doing? This is like the 2014 jersey renovations that you did. But I'll tell you right now, don't send that tweet.
All right.
I will call you out for it.
There's a piece of me that might just want to send it just to get called out, though. But I'm not that excited.
Admit that in public.
I do, dude, because I don't care about this at all. I just don't, because it's already pretty much out.
No, but we haven't seen actually. So what I have heard, and I take this, I'm not a reporter, whatever. I'm just a sports talk show host. I've heard that they've kept this under lock and key, and like virtually no one has seen it. And so.
But if it's a brown helmet with no logos, there's only some, like, I would disagree.
You can do stripes. You can do orange stripes. You can do white stripes. The shade of brown. We can go a lot of different ways with that shade of brown there. There are so many different ways you can make it distinguishable, even like what color is the face mask. So this thing could come out. By the way, put the dog on it. Like this, the brown helmet should be the one that like a dog logo goes on or Brown of the Elf goes on. We're in agreement on that. I think you're going to get caught tomorrow. I think you're going to. The first thought's going to be, that's fire. And the second one's going to be, do I tweet about it or not?
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'll just give it a repost there on the X machine. Keep my comments to myself.
X machine.
I know this was a topic of conversation on Quick Hits yesterday. So I hate to follow it up with a little bit of bad news, as Uno announced in an online statement that they will not be available on casino floors in Las Vegas, despite recent reports online. Pretty much everywhere had reported that Uno was going to be coming to at least a couple select Vegas resorts and casinos, and you'd be able to play the beloved family card game for money in Vegas. According to Uno, that's not happening.
So, okay, in the end, I think smarter heads have prevailed here, because people get in fist fights at family functions over Uno, and that's before you bet the house.
What's interesting about that is that's kind of what they said. They said, we hate to be the bearers of bad news, but the casino floor just isn't ready for us yet. We've been told that while they do have tight security, it's not robust enough for Uno at this time. This isn't a reverse card. While we get this sorted out, the Uno Social Club is going to roll out to bars in LA, New York, Chicago, and Atlanta, and Austin this August, but not casino floors in Vegas.
No, that makes sense. Don't do this. And here's the thing. Cool idea. But once somebody's like, I think once somebody gets hit with a draw four with their house on the line, you're going to leave. Their violence will commence. There's just no way. Like, again, this is a game that when played within the sanctity of a family, my family turns to screaming matches. Add a couple $100,000 on the line and then see where people go. Humanity's not ready, right? We've shown it. We live in a time of civil unrest. We're not kind enough to each other. We judge each other by labels. And the things that'll happen if you put major scratch in the line with Uno will not be good for society. And society needs a win right now. This is a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Omaha!
I don't know if you saw the video, but kind of have to talk about this. Klay Thompson is dating Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
And she live streamed a video sitting on his lap. You never really see Klay. You only see his legs and like his arms. While she opens presents from him, and then the presents were like dolls. Like, Megan Thee Stallion is a grown woman who is incredibly successful. I'll be honest with you. I watched the video because it was going around social media and had a lot of interest. I ended up being really creeped out by Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. This is a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, I know we live in an experiential society, and something your generation is probably more akin to than mine is the opening of things, the experiencing life via other people. I understand that completely. This weirded me out. She kept calling him his boo-boo, and it's like, he's right behind you.
Also, like, Megan Thee Stallion has a net worth of her own, $30 million. Like, so does she really, what, like, with dolls, what she was really after?
That's what, okay, that also creeped me out with
Megan.
That's
another question.
Because, like, she's a grown-ass woman. Like, I'm used to like, the high-profile relationships. Hey, I got you a car.
There was a video of Clay moving around shooting threes, though, and he looked agile. There were people that were wondering if Megan Thee Stallion
will do that to you.
Brought Clay Thompson back to life,
like,
and what
Mariah
that means
Mills
for the Mavericks.
Did for Zion Williamson, I think Megan Thee Stallion can do for Clay Thompson. I don't know how he's getting that extra agility. I think we can all use our creativity to kind of figure that one out, but I second that. If we can make Clay Thompson relevant on the court again, but can we just not... Like, there's something about, okay, it's not great. If Vanessa, as a little kid, I loved WWE superstars. And so I had a bunch of wrestlers. If Vanessa was like, it's his anniversary, and the only thing that's going to do is if I buy him the new John Cena doll. That's how my uncle used to say, used to piss me off. How the new John Cena action figure. I would want her to leave me. I would. I don't begrudge you. I'm just saying in my relationship, or she was like, you know, Nick, can you get me an American Girl doll? I'll be like,
yeah, I'd be like, that's weird.
I don't think I can. No, I mean, I can't. Okay, you can either continue to be in a relationship with me or have an American doll. And she might go with the American Girl doll. She's been with me for 20 years. It's as good as it's going to get. That is Quick Hits. As we move the show forward, Lance Reisland of Cleveland.com talks about the Browns bringing the power back in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.